The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up? Hey, thanks for joining me. My name's Shalene Johnson. This is Build Your Tribe. It's a podcast I host with my son, Brock. Together, we love teaching you everything that we can about social media, building a business, whether it's a small brand, a big business, or a network marketing business. Today, obviously, based on the title, you know that my content today is going to be exclusively for those of you who are in network marketing. These are four of the biggest mistakes. And frankly, some of these things are, they were working not too long ago, but they're not working now. And it's not you. Trust me, it's not you. But that's what we're talking about today on Build Your Tribe. Okay, before I go much further, if you're listening to this episode, it probably means you are in a network marketing organization. So I want to invite you to a free webinar that my son Brock and I are doing. Now, I don't know if it's available at the time that you're listening to this, but just in case, check the show notes. We should have a link there for a free webinar that we are doing specifically for those of you who are in network marketing. And we go over everything that I'm going to share with you today, but you'll actually be able to see exactly what I'm talking about. So you can see examples of what to post and what not to post and how to really figure out which hashtags you're supposed to be using. Anyways, everything that I'm going to be talking about today, and this is a quick tip Tuesday, so I'm going to go through things pretty quickly. But if you want to see this in greater detail and you want to ask questions, then I invite you to join us on our webinar. Again, the link will be in our show notes and you can check it out there. It's free. Okay, let's get right to it. The number one mistake you must avoid is trying to be a brand too soon. Now, this is new. In the past, and I'm sure it's very likely your upline is a personal brand. Like there's someone who you're looking at in your organization who's very successful. And when you go to their page and you look at their content, they are posting lifestyle stuff and they're posting stuff about their dog and their kids and just sharing a little bit about everything when it comes to their lives. And there's a very good chance that they've already, if it's someone successful in your organization, they've been there for quite a while and they have a lot of followers. And I will just bet that the majority of their followers are, in fact, people who are already in the same organization, right? So let's say you're a distributor for Amway or for Herbalife. If you're looking at someone who's really high up in that organization, that's someone who's everyone in your organization knows their name. So people in your organization are already following them. So number one, you have to remember, they're going to get more likes, more engagement, more feedback, more positive kudos, because everyone who's following them is already supporting and already a part of this organization. That's not likely where they're getting their customers, but because they have a lot of followers, that just attracts even more new people. And so they have permission, if you will, to kind of be their own brand because people are watching them for what they do. But I would just bet that's not how they started out, A. And B, when they started, is a very different time from when you're starting. Like even if you've started in the last couple of years, things are very different now. When Instagram and Facebook first started, we all kind of followed anyone who looked a little bit interesting or a little bit like us, and we just followed individuals, and things aren't like that anymore. Now, in order for someone to follow you, they have to see that you have incredibly valuable niched content. And it's the type of content that they're looking for that they find valuable on a daily basis. And frankly, I don't want you to take this personal because it's true for me, it's true for anybody. If you're posting stuff about your life and people don't know you as being someone of a personal brand or notoriety, it's interesting, but it's not valuable. We'll talk further about that. So the biggest mistake that you might be making is that you're trying to show up on social media as if you are already a brand, as opposed to showing up as someone who's providing very specific, niched down, valuable content in one pretty specific area. Don't take this personal, but the truth is we are just not that interesting to strangers yet. So we have to produce content that's incredibly valuable. We'll talk about that in a moment. The number two mistake that people in network marketing are making is posting your product to the feed. Now, remember, everything that I share with you today, there are exceptions, right? But most of those exceptions are going to be from someone you're watching who's got a lot more followers and who's been doing this a lot longer, and they can do things very differently than someone who's just starting out or who doesn't yet have a following of over 10,000. So if you're posting pictures of your product, the product that you offer, to your feed, go ahead, mark my words, put me to the test, take a look at your Instagram and your Facebook feed. I guarantee those posts aren't getting any reach. People aren't engaging with them. If they are engaging and liking with them, 9 times out of 10, it's somebody who's already a distributor. So it's kind of a waste of time. The number three mistake that network marketers are making is that they aren't researching their hashtags. You're not looking to see who's using that hashtag and why you would want to be using that hashtag. That's number one. Number two is you're not looking to see what type of content are people using who are posting or using that same hashtag. So say, for example, you're using the hashtag, I'm just going to make up a crazy example. You're using the hashtag female CEO. And then you go and look, which most people don't, you go and look at what type of content is ranking at the top for that hashtag. And when you look, it's primarily quote cards. And you're posting up a video of yourself. Well, you're not even doing enough research to realize it's likely not going to show up in the top because that's not the type of content that's showing up at the top for that hashtag. So it's more than just knowing which hashtags to use. It's going to take a look at those hashtags and understanding and recognizing trends and what's working and what type of content you should be using that particular hashtag for. If you're just grabbing a group of hashtags and posting those hashtags on everything that you post, your hashtags become irrelevant. They won't even work for you anymore. And it's not that you've been shadow banned. It's the algorithm is really intuitive. It's really smart. It knows people don't want to see that type of content for this particular hashtag. So it just doesn't show up as much. Hashtags is a really big one too. I mean, I've done quite a few episodes, Brock and I. You know, if you're one of our students, you know we talk about hashtags all the time because the algorithm and the way hashtags works changes all the time. So if you're hearing so-called Instagram experts telling you to look at hashtags that you can rank for because of the size of your account, that is outdated. That changed about 3 months ago. And I, to this day, I mean, literally today, in my feed, because I follow a bunch of so-called Instagram experts, I saw no less than 3 Instagram reels of these so-called Instagram experts telling you how to sort and to select hashtags. And I'm like, that's so outdated. Well, I mean, it's 3 months outdated. But if it's 3 months outdated, that's the kind of stuff, that's the kind of false, outdated, unresearched information that drives people like you crazy. Because you're like, I'm doing it, but it's not working. Yeah, it's not working because that person didn't have enough responsibility to actually check and see if, in fact, the advice that they're giving you is still accurate. I'm a tangent right now, but that drives me freaking crazy when people actually just regurgitate what they've heard someone else say who is an expert, and then they assume that it's still current. Like, I am such a stickler on case studies and testing, and we have accounts that we use to test these things, dummy accounts, test accounts, and case studies, so that I can feel really good about any advice or technique or strategy I'm sharing with you to know, like, is this still current? Yes. So as of today, it doesn't matter how many followers you have. You can rank higher than me. I've got almost 600,000 followers on one of my accounts, and actually a few of my accounts, I have over 500,000 followers. But you might rank in the top and you only have 100 followers above me because the way hashtags works on Instagram has changed. Now it's how quickly, relatively speaking, percentage-wise, your account performs compared to my account. As of the recording of this podcast, it's practically an even playing field. You don't have to worry about how many people you follow and then looking at, okay, how many people are using this hashtag. That's outdated, y'all. All right, the next thing you need to know about hashtags, if you're a network marketer, is you need to know what hashtags your target audience is using. Like, who is it you want to help? Who is it you want to attract, right? That's the hashtag you need to look at. And instead of looking at the top, you want to look at recent, right? So if someone has recently used the hashtag eczema, let's say, and when I say recent, when you click on recent, you're going to see someone who's used it in the last couple of seconds. And if what you post is content related to natural healing, natural remedies for skin, for people who suffer from eczema or an anti-inflammatory diet or whatever it is, if you are looking for people who suffer from eczema and you click on recent, you're going to see those people who've posted recently. And now your objective is to just interact with them, not to sell to them, like get to know these people, go on their page, figure out what it is they're dealing with and how long have they been dealing with it and what else have they tried and become a follower, become a fan, become a friend and engage with them instead of always expecting people are going to show up to your content because you've used a particular hashtag. Go find people who are using a hashtag that you know you can help those people and start interacting with them. But look at the recent category and not the top category when you're doing this because those people are online right now. One more quick tip on hashtags. Do not use the hashtag for the products that are in your network marketing organization that only other distributors would know the name of because all you're going to do is attract people who have already signed up to become a distributor. Your potential new customer, the person who you know you can help with the product that you offer, they don't even know the name of the product that you have. So it's pointless to use that as a hashtag. You're just wasting a hashtag when you do that and opening yourself up to bots and opening yourself up to having a bunch of people who are already distributors following you. The number four mistake that network marketers are making today is posting the way they did in 2018 and 2019, which is to post interesting content. But interesting content isn't working today. What people want is valuable content, and there's a difference. So in the past, you've probably been told this by your upline or you've watched somebody else who they just post, oh, that's kind of interesting. They're on vacation or they're with their kids or that's the way they decorated their home. And they just are sharing authentic stories about their life. They're opening up about things that might not have anything to do with the business. And that's what we all did. And yeah, it totally worked like even a year ago, but today it doesn't. It does not. The average person follows over 250 accounts. By our own research, we interact with less than 15 of those 250 accounts. Those accounts that we interact with, those 15, they are accounts that we go back to, most of them, on a daily basis, either because we know that person intimately, but more often than not, it's because it's an account that provides really valuable content. The type of content that we want to share, all right? So there's interesting and there's valuable, and they're different. If I am following you and I see you've gone out to lunch with your mentor, now that's interesting, but it's not valuable to me. So if it's not valuable to me, I don't think it's going to be valuable to my followers, so I'm not going to share it. See, the most important content for you to post is content that's so valuable, other people are like, ooh, this is good. I need to share this. And I know you know exactly what I'm talking about because you share content, don't you? To your social media, like you either share things that are funny, things that are making a statement, but that statement, by you sharing it, you're saying something about your own opinion, about your own beliefs, about your own virtues, your own set of values. Take a look at the next piece of content that you need to post and you have to ask yourself, okay, is this valuable or is it just interesting? Like if it's neither of those things, don't even post, but it needs to be valuable. And again, this is something we will go over in far greater detail in the webinar. If you get a chance to click on the link below in the show notes, but valuable content, I always try to tell people is the type of content that you're screenshotting and sending to your friend. I know you know what valuable content is. The challenge for many of us is figuring out like, okay, how do I then create valuable content? And that is a process. It is a process of learning how to use inspiration, like finding another piece of content that you're like, okay, wow, this is really good. And thinking to yourself, okay, how can I make this my own? How can I put a spin on this and make this work for my message, for my brand? And I know what you're thinking because I haven't mentioned it yet. Shalene, when do I sell my product? All right, good. I'm glad you asked that because that leads to my next tip, or the next biggest mistake that network marketers are making, and that is not using their stories the right way. It's in your stories that you're going to create curiosity around your product and dialogue. The big mistake I see people making who are in network marketing is they are using their stories to kind of like push and promote their product. They're showing us the name of their product. They're talking about their product. They're tagging the product. They're shoving it down our throats. And so I'm like, okay, this is boring. Why would I watch your stories every day? You've become a commercial for it. And I know that's what you were told. So a better way to use your stories is to do so in such a way where you're truly trying to build conversations, relationships, and dialogues. We fall in love with people. Network marketing is really no different from any other business in that it's about creating trust. And that, my friends, takes time. It takes time and it takes consistency. Okay, I know that was crazy quick, and I know you probably have more questions, and that's why Brock and I are doing this webinar. Because every time we do a live training inside our membership portal for Instagram, so we have a new membership portal. I encourage you to go check it out. It's ridiculously affordable. It's $27 a month, which is insane. It's called the Insta Club Hub, and you can join right now. You can join anytime. We go live in there often, and there's like so many up-to-date case studies, tutorials, quick videos that teach you how to do the thing you're trying to figure out how to do on Instagram. Like, you guys, it's pretty insane. It's an amazing program, and it's just devoted to Instagram. But every time we do a live training, I find that those of you who are in network marketing tend to struggle with these same kinds of concepts like, okay, well, when do I talk about my product? When is it appropriate for me to sell? How do I find the right hashtags? And so we do this literally ScreenFlow style in the webinar to like show you exactly how to do it. And it's just for those of you who are in network marketing. So, and it's free. So if you haven't already attended, you might want to sign up. Click the link below in our show notes and I'll see you there. Hey, thanks so much for listening. It was my objective to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We are done.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.